But Ted, reading just a little bit about your background, you seem to have a pretty interesting one and pretty varied, and you're pretty well steeped and successful in a few different disciplines. Could you just tell us a little bit about yourself and in that background?
Yeah, sure. So once again, thank you for having me. So I a professor of political science in the City Colleges of Chicago, but I'm also a performing artist. I've been acting for probably about 25 years. I do plays, theater. I just did an episode of Chicago PD a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool.
And, do film and that sort of thing. But I really wrote, I won a grant from the Illinois Arts Council to create this program, the 1619 musical. I won that probably about 3 years ago. They just also funded us to do a CD for the show, and I've been touring that show for, at least about a year before the pandemic, to really kind of tell the stories of African-American journey through the arts. And I think that I find it to be a very powerful teaching tool. And so that is really sort of what I do, and I'm excited to do it.
And when you got this grant, was did they approach you with the basic concept or the basic story of it, and then you had to fill it out? Or was it something that you kind of proposed or already had an idea of what you were doing?
Yeah, no, that was definitely I pitched the show. So yeah. I knew that I wanted to use the arts and use theater to tell this particular story. I considered doing a conference at the time because I just wanted to commemorate this 400-year anniversary that came about August 20th, 2019. And I realized that, using sort of my artistic background, I thought that it probably would have a more long-lasting impact if I did it that way. I'd written another big musical about 10 years before that, and so I thought that the arts were the way to do it, and they so far have, it's been really good. We've got a lot of really good traction, and we've toured, we've been on the TV here in Chicago and gotten some sponsorships locally, and then just really did a lot right before the pandemic hit. And once the pandemic hit, it kind of shut us down. We were able to do some virtual shows and that sort of thing, but it nothing has been since like it since the pandemic hit. But we're back up and running this year, which we're really excited about.
And talk about a little bit about the varied, I guess, artistic disciplines that are part of the program, because just reading about it, it seems like you've got a little bit of everything. Very varied music genres, and of course, some lecture parts. Kind of talk about how that range exists.
Yeah, so I'm a firm believer that once again, the arts, there's something in the arts for everyone, and so I am, by training, I'm an actor. I have also taught and performed hip hop dance. I've also studied West African dance, and so I tried to sort of bring those things in sort of that were very natural to me. But I love to kind of connect and partner with other artists. And so I've got, a group of singers and dancers, and they do a variety of things. We've got a lyrical piece in there, and we've got a little jazz, a little sort of blues, a little hip hop, and just really trying to really hit everyone, because I think these stories are important if they do hit everyone. And I, once again, did this in my last production. I wrote a musical called Torn, and we sort of tried to just throw different things on the wall in the show so that everyone would sit there and find something that they could connect to. And I think that, to me, is one of the things that I try to do and try to do with this show, and hopefully everyone will find something that they can enjoy.
Jane, once again, this is the library partnering with some local and, I believe, state organizations, maybe even national, to bring something enriching to the community. How did this opportunity come up for the library to be involved and bring Ted and 1619 to the Orpheum?
Sure. The Illinois Humanities, which is a state organization, they have this wonderful thing called the Rhodes Scholar Speakers Bureau, where you can apply for a flat fee to have a lecturer or a performer, someone come and educate and entertain your community. And I am also a member of the Galesburg NAACP, in addition to working at the library, and was looking for something that we could offer during Black History Month that would appeal to and entertain everybody. And I saw Ted's listing on the Speakers Bureau and thought, wow, that would be really cool. So what he has actually listed on the Speakers Bureau is a one-man show, but because we partnered with the NAACP Galesburg and the Galesburg Public Library Foundation, we are able to do it in the Orpheum Theater, which is, of course, an amazing location.
Yeah.
And he's able to bring additional. He's bringing, a singer, a drummer, and a dancer. So instead of the one-man show, which we had originally anticipated, is going to be much, much a bigger, grander, and I think super exciting opportunity.
Well, this partnership's paying off. So we should probably mention that the program, the show, this is this Saturday, February 5th at 1 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater, and totally free to attend, isn't that right, Jane?
Yep, free, free, free.
Excellent. Ted, I think you probably touched on this in some of your previous answers, but what kinds of questions or impressions would you hope an audience would leave a production like this with?
So I think the beauty of history is that it helps to explain our current reality. And as a student of politics, and not just politics, but really, you know, studying a little sociology and some other things like that, obviously history, it is important that we as Americans look around our country, look at the wonderful things about our country, but also look at the challenges and really have context for sort of why we are in some of the places that we're in. And I believe that context gives us clues on how to get out. And so for me, I really think that I want people to, when they watch the show, be able to kind of get explanations and an understanding of kind of, you know, sort of where we are and how we got here. But I think also the theme for me that is so critical, and I may have said this already. If I did not, I'll probably say it three more times before I get off of this. You know, African-American history is American history. And it's not separate. You know, I obviously am grateful that we have a month that people celebrate, but I really can find that to be problematic as well, because it's not just sort of for this month. It is really for all Americans to understand that. We can't understand the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment if we don't understand the struggles of African Americans. We can't understand the, you know, the 19th Amendment and the 21st Amendment if we don't understand sort of the struggles of women and the challenges there. When you go through all of these stories, I think that it's really critical that we understand this as our history. So I think the second thing that I want people to get is that as they watch this, though they may not look like everyone on the stage, this is their history, and I want them to embrace it.
And is it right, Ted, there'll be a chance for questions and answers after the program?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really appreciate the opportunity from our host to do that. It's really important part for me of all of the things that we do. This is where sort of my academic side comes in. After we get performing, we mm-hmm. sit and talk about these issues. And I am so grateful. To me, it's obviously my favorite part of what we do, when we get to be able to sit down and just engage with various communities, their stories, the connection. I even heard some history about the Orpheum Theater as I've been preparing, working with the tech folks, and some of the history there, good and challenging history,
yeah,
around some of the topics that we've mentioned.
And, definitely.
So I'm just excited to engage your community.
Well, before we wrap up, is there any final thoughts that either of you would have that you'd like, you know, people of Galesburg that might be interested in coming out on Saturday to know about?
I just want to mention that we are hoping also to live stream it on our Facebook. If somebody can't come out, it's going to be a very different experience in person. So we hope that people will come and fill up the Orpheum. But if people are unable to get out, they will be able to watch it on Facebook.
Yeah. And I'll just say thank you to Jane and the library and the NAACP and the foundation. We are just so excited to be able to come and to partner with you guys. Hopefully that snow will be gone a little, you know, mm-hmm. in a few days.
Yeah.
And we're just super excited to be able to share this work with you.